Read a good book.
Read a good book. Yeah, absolutely. One of those you might want to pick up is Enduring Times. Our author, Betty Godfrey, joins us this morning. Betty, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. It's a beautiful day, and I'm enjoying every bit of it.
Yeah, philosophically or like meteorologically, is it a beautiful day? I guess you're in Florida, but every day is a good day. How old are you, Betty?
How old am I? Yeah, I'm 92 years old.
That's what I thought. I said, because it said you were born during the Great Depression. What keeps you writing at this time? I mean, continue to write books.
Well, you know, this is a story of my mother and family. And she had such a unusual life that I thought I always wanted to write it. So I figured let's sit down and do it, and let everybody know what a tough life went on in the 1900s.
Now, as it says in here, it was, you know, this is fiction based on a true story. So this is inspired by your mother's life. When did you kind of understand her story?
Well, as I said, as a child, I was the youngest child, and I was hearing all these stories from my sisters and brother and my mother, and it kept building up in my mind. And, you know, as you think, well, when a child is small, they're not listening. But everything came back to me, and the older I got, the more I was comparing my life to the life my mother and siblings went through. And it just kept at me. I just felt it was such a wonderful story. People should hear it.
This story follows Jennifer. She's the lead character in this story, and it talks about her enrolling in the Carnegie Nursing Academy and falling in love as two defining acts of defiance. How are those defying acts of defiance?
Well, she was raised by a very strict mother who kept her and her sister on a tight leash, and she wasn't allowed to do anything. She wasn't allowed to date or anything. And she always wanted to become a nurse, and her mother would not allow her, so she just went ahead with her father's permission and enrolled in a nursing school. And after that, she fell in love with this man, Bill, and she ran away and got married. So she just defied her mother completely. Her mother, after she heard that she was married, her mother said, "You'll regret the day you'll marry him," and she never spoke to her anymore.
So there's a lot of division in the family that way.
Talk
about this. So this starts in Pennsylvania on a farm. So kind of this is like the early 1900s, where agriculture is still kind of a major portion of America, even in Pennsylvania there. And then it moves to Columbia. Take a little bit of this transition, how we get from one place to the other.
Well, she had a happy marriage for 5 years. And then their firstborn child died. And when that happened, her husband went berserk, disappeared, and she didn't see him or didn't know anything about him for 3 weeks. Then he comes home, and he's a completely changed man, and he just ripped their life apart. He now has become a faith-healing minister, and he wants the family, who is Catholic, to change their religion for him. And that, of course, it was quite a shock to Jennifer, and she fought him, but it didn't work. She had finally gave in for the sake of her children, but she continued with her religion without him knowing it. She would attend the Catholic Church. Well, he was asked to do missionary work for his church, and he was sent to Colombia, South America, and she went along with him, and she figured, good, I can take care of the natives and use my nursing skills, because they no longer were supposed to be believing in doctors and medicines. And so she went with him, and from there, she got pregnant, and she left the jungles to go back to her home and her parents. And when she arrived in Philadelphia with hardly any money, and it was the middle of a Great Depression. So she calls her parents for money, and they have lost everything. So she's stuck in the Philadelphia in the middle of the Depression with no money, no place to go, no place to live. So that's how she gets from one place to another.
Wow.
And the life she endures, as you're reading it, you're going to wonder, could I endure what she went through? The book has received a 5-star rating.
It's called Enduring Times. Do you think you could have endured some of it? I mean, you're writing this, obviously, and you can kind of embellish on things. Tell us, I guess, some of the real tough parts about writing this, you know, having it kind of balance between fiction and fact, and allowing the reader to experience it too.
Well, as I was writing, I was putting myself into each character's life as if it was happening to me, and I was reacting inwardly how I would have reacted then. And actually, when I look back on all she went through, I don't know whether I could have endured it either. Things were different back in the 1900s for women who were married and not happy in their marriage. It's a little better, more help these days, but she went through a lot. And as you read it, you won't be able to put it down until you finish it.
Well, how do you think she would react to what's going on today, or how women are empowered, or at some level? There's always improvement needed on there.
I think she would have thought that she was in heaven, because things are not as tough as they were back then. When you got married, you did as your husband said. He made the money, and you stayed home and took care of the house and the kids.
More opportunities and more responsibility too, I guess. And there's certain, you know, women that have certain drives, that you, as you've talked about your mother and the character moving through. What things have you inherited from her that you feel that has kind of kept you going and doing certain things, traveling, those things? I've seen your other book that you write about, that sort of a whirlwind travel around the world, but those type of things. What makes that sort of, you feel a part of it?
Well, I think I inherited a lot of my mother's strengths, and I do things that people say, I don't know how you do it, Betty, but I'm able to look at things differently, and I just make up my mind I can do it. And I think that's what my mother did when she was put in under these conditions. Instead of crying and worrying about it, she just said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to keep things together for my children, and I'm going to make this life, go through this life one way or the other. And she did. She kept the children and her husband all together. She did. She managed to come up with ideas to handle certain situations. So she was a real fighter.
Betty, when you were putting this together, what kind of research did you do? Was there any journals, a diary, just word of mouth? Did you kind of use any kind of genealogy? How did you kind of figure out sort of maybe the storyline and how to plot it out?
Well, as I said, I remember very clearly all the things that they told me, but I also had to do a lot of research back in the 1900s. I even had to research the jungles that they lived in, and what the name of the jungles and what type of Indians were there. I had to just check out everything to make sure I had it right. I had to figure, well, when did the refrigerator come out? When did the coal stove give up and the gas stove came in? Did they have trolley cars? How did they dress? What type of cars were there available then? So a lot of research went into it.
So you want to make sure that all the details are correct when you're writing a story like that?
Yes, I do, because as you're reading, you're going to, if it's not right, you're going to say, hey, wait a minute, they didn't have that back there.
That's right. And then it's distracting, and then you start peeling back other parts of it, so you want to be as true as possible. Why do you think some people, a lot of times people have families and they're sort of secrets or things that have happened in the past or children that died young or things like that. Why do you think your mother was so open about these things?
Well, she did what she had to do, and as I said, even though he was forcing her into his religion, she still kept her religion without my father ever knowing it. She went to church, and she had each one of her children make their Holy Communion and confirmation without my father ever knowing it. So the kids growing up were growing up under two types of religion: the faith healing, where they don't believe in doctors and medicine, and the Catholic religion that does believe in doctors and has their own religious background.
What's your favorite memory of your mother?
The way she used to, every Saturday morning she made pies. And she always was so happy when she was making the pies, and we were all helping. And the girls were all helping make the pies and cook. And it was just always a very nice, warm feeling in the kitchen. Yep. With my mother.
The book is called Enduring Times. Our guest today is author Betty Godfrey. If people want to find out more, get a hold of this book, where's a good place to get that?
Well, they can get it at Amazon.com. They can get it at Barnes & Noble. And most bookstores carry it. If they don't carry it, they'll order it for you.
Now, I must ask, on the cover, there's a woman there. It's sort of a drawing. I don't know if it's made from a photograph. Do we know who that is, or is that just an inspiration?
Well, it's supposed to be my mother, but it isn't my mother.
I got it. Okay.
But that's about what she looked like.
Betty, we appreciate your time this morning sharing with us, and hope people get a chance to check out Enduring Times, your latest book.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
Thanks.
I enjoyed it.
Thanks. Have a good day.